I happened to be one of those people who was fortunate enough at Independence to be selected to train as a journalist. I was one of 65 at the Institute of Mass Communication. And then I went out of the country for further training. I went to Romania for my first degree. And then after that, I came to the United States and went to Georgetown University School of Foreign Service. Over the years, I have tried to do my best to direct resources back to Zimbabwe and to help communities in need. I've also been doing work here in the United States in at-risk communities in Charlotte, North Carolina. Apart from just organizing resources and sending them home, during the transitional the government of national unity, I was invited to help the Organ for National Healing come up with some programs to help convene people, and those programs were actually very, very successful. And we did those programs in all the 10 provinces. All the political parties would attend at a very high level.
You also work with Build Zimbabwe. What's the connection here, Dr. Manyik?
Well, Build Zimbabwe was the everything that I was doing over the years to help Zimbabwe. I did it as a Build Zimbabwe. Basically what we were trying to do is to also turn this into a mantra. Because at the end of the day, I think Zimbabwe is going to thrive if the citizen becomes a citizen builder and is not just waiting for even for the government to do everything for them. We must become citizen builders. And unfortunately, a lot of times the space to do that is constrained, sometimes because of government policy and so on. And that's one of the reasons why in our current work now we're focused on making sure that they can be changed so that Zimbabweans can be the citizen builders that they really yearn to be. So over the years, yeah, that's what we've been doing, organizing mission groups to go to Zimbabwe and meeting needs, rebuilding classrooms, providing shoes for kids who don't have shoes, and also conducting training programs for kids to be problem solvers, establishing problem solver clubs in different schools. Now, though, Build Zimbabwe is transitioning a little bit. Like I said, it was basically my organization, but I decided that, no, I want to invite Zimbabweans to build this platform, which would accomplish an unprecedented mobilization of Zimbabweans, wherever they are, to really bring about change in 2018, but also to make sure that we have an unassailable program to rebuild Zimbabwe thereafter.
Do you have any projects running in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, well, we had projects running in Zimbabwe up to this point. we still have other projects that we would like to implement. And one of the projects that I'm very excited about, which is still at the planning stages, is trying to make sure that everyone who is a Zimbabwean has a roof over their head and that they can actually own that. I was in Ethiopia in March this year looking at their housing projects, which they are doing for people who used to be slum dwellers, and finding ways of partnership with the banks and with the government to make sure that these people could actually own a house. It's a transforming thing if that happens. And there are other projects like that in South Africa. So we're looking to implement that project in Zimbabwe. One of our challenges, obviously, is that there are a lot of organizations outside who really want to help. There are people who are just standing there waiting for us to get ourselves in order in Zimbabwe. And they tell us all the time, hey, if you come to us with a foolproof plan, we're going to give you funding, we're going to give you help, logistics help to do what you want to do.